Hey folks, you are listening to the Lying Media Bastards radio show on radioactiveradio.org, Radioactive San Diego. That just there was A Perfect Circle doing Counting Bodies Like Sheep to the Rhythm of the War Drums off of Emotive, the latest Perfect Circle album. That album is all covers of political songs. Interestingly, the singer for Perfect Circle, who's Maynard James Keenan, also the singer of Tool, said that people were surprised when the band put out this political album, but he said that actually in almost every interview he gives, that he actually does say some things about politics, expresses his views. He says that almost 100% of the time, the person who's interviewing him, usually a music magazine, chooses to not put that stuff into the article, stuff about his political views, which is interesting. For that, we had Oingo Boingo doing Gray Matter, Portishead doing Rhodes, Wayne Kramer, formerly of the MC5, doing Bomb Day in Paris, a live version of that. And we started that set off with Tiger Bear Wolf doing The Rats. I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastards Radio. More music coming up. Now, I cannot remember if I mentioned the Radio Free Ohio flap from last week. I think I probably did. When was my last show? What's today? Who am I? Long story short, in Akron, Ohio, there are some radio stations, just regular commercial radio stations, owned by the Clear Channel radio conglomerate. A few weeks back, Clear Channel staged something that sounded like radio pirates breaking into the frequency to condemn corporate radio for all of its evils and blandness and whatever. But it made it sound as though there really were some rebels out there who were breaking the law to get out this message. But no, it was actually Clear Channel who had put that in there to make it sound that way. And the pirates mentioned a radio, or mentioned a website for this, for Radio Free Ohio. And you went to it, and it had this big manifesto about the evils of corporate radio and blah, blah, blah. Somebody did a little research and found out that RadioFreeOhio.org, the website, actually belonged to Clear Channel. So again, it was just this big hoax that the station is putting on, or the corporation is putting on, as though they really are going to be doing some anti-corporate, pro-democratic, pro-grassroots stuff. But their site, after they were discovered, the site, they took down most of the information, but announced that the revolution comes on May 31st. And we have now seen the revolution. If we go to their website, it is apparently all that happened was Clear Channel went and took their AM sports talk radio station and turned it into an AM progressive talk radio station. So that's what Radio Free Ohio is. That's it. I would be hopeful that some people would, in the Akron, Ohio area, would get involved with actual real pirate radio. Obviously, there's a lot of us out here in activist radio land who are online. And while I'm mentioning that, if anybody who's listening right now wants to say hello, make a comment, make a song request, get on your Instant Messenger, your AOL or your Yahoo Instant Messenger, and send a message to Radioactive SD. And I will be here, and I will get it. Oh, and then a great media prank. That one I just talked about, that was what I'm going to call the pro-corporate media prank, the Radio Free Ohio nonsense. The non-corporate one, or the anti-corporate one, took place in San Francisco last week. The Billboard Liberation Front, which enjoys hijacking, altering, or otherwise messing with privately owned billboards to spread their own message. They had an action last week. They went to an abandoned billboard, or a billboard that was not in use, put a big poster on it, and then put a couple of sculpture/animatronic robots in the front of it to send this anti-McDonald's message. The poster was, big red background with a golden arches in the middle. On one side, there's a painting of Ronald McDonald, but he's actually big and fat and stretched out. across from him is sort of your stereotypical gray alien with the big heads and the bug eyes. He's also very fat. And then written between the two of them are the words, "To serve man." And then down below that, you got your animatronic robots. There's a little fat kid in overalls. And there's a very distorted, creepy-looking Ronald McDonald there who keeps leaning forward to stuff a hamburger into the face of the fat child. To Serve Man is sort of the 70s ironic sci-fi concept with the idea that benevolent aliens come down to Earth and give all the humans all this nice, beautiful, free food and take care of them, but really it's a ploy to fatten up the humans so the aliens can eat them. So that's sort of the message in here, is giving an interpretation of the false generosity of McDonald's. McDonald's provides cheap food to the masses, but it is not for our benefit. It is, they imply, so that we can be eaten by alien creatures, if we jump through the metaphor hoop a little bit, I think they're saying that being eaten alive by corporate interests who use that and feed us very low-priced, cheap, unhealthy food so they can have our money. Now, the Billboard Liberation Front, the action did not end with putting this this poster and these robots up. They also had several dozen members who were dressed up like various incarnations of Ronald McDonald and the Hamburglar. And they went and caused a ruckus in a nearby McDonald's restaurant. It sounds like one of them was almost arrested for that action. But I got a picture on my website, and I got some links to some good reports, some good audio and video of the whole thing. Or you could just go to billboardliberation.com and information about that event. What else we got here? Last week, Amnesty International, the well-known human rights monitoring organization, they put out their yearly report about the world of human rights, what countries have done right, which have done wrong, what good and bad things are happening in that that area. And there was quite a bit of criticism of the United States in there. The United States is probably not the worst, because there's an awful lot of outright terror regimes out there. But it's very obvious from all the news that we've been reading over the past few years. United States, human rights record, not doing so good right now. The prisoners with no rights in Guantanamo Bay, allegations of torture and killing and abuse all over the place throughout these prison camps, throughout these detainee camps. The government has lashed out. Oh, this Amnesty report is ridiculous. It's irresponsible. Dick Cheney said he was offended, which cracks me up, because think about it. What really could offend Dick Cheney? You know, I suppose human decency. That would be an affront to him and his little fucking demon cyborg heart. There's really this backlash. And in the U.S., it will probably work to some extent, just because Americans are not that interested, involved, whatever, on these things, which is sad. But it does make me want to support Amnesty International even more. I think I'm gonna, like, I've got a friend who works there. I'm gonna ask her to send me some shirts so I can be wearing Amnesty shirts all over the damn place. Just as I support you, Amnesty, and a fuck you, I don't support you, government people, sort of maneuver. But Amnesty, they do a lot of work freeing individual political prisoners, getting letter writing campaigns going, and frequently actually these people are set loose from prison. These foreign leaders realize that average Americans can have an effect on their own government and what their own government does to this foreign government where the people are being held prisoner, and if there's enough pressure, they will be afraid of that happening. I've got a phone call. Hold on. Okay, folks, got a fella on the phone here. Would like to say a few words about McDonald's. Let me turn down the music and turn up the phone. Hello, sir. We've got you on the air.
Hi there.
What did you want to say?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that my name is Rufus Rockefeller, and I'm a talk show host myself, and I feel that the constant criticism of these corporations is not going to make anything better. Everybody's had an urge for an icy cold Sprite and a cheeseburger or a salad if you're a vegan. And sometimes you just have to take the good with the bad and realize that people have jobs to do. But I think, though, that it would be a great improvement if McDonald's would give out free food to everybody, including homeless people, for 1 month out of the year. And that would take care of most problems that people have with this particular corporation. Otherwise, subsidies and hands out to students, I think, would be a great thing. Now, I didn't catch the whole entire segment, but perhaps, is there anything that you have to ask me, myself being a radio show host?
No, I think I was interested in what you had to say, and that's, I think that would...
I don't know how I fall in line with your demographic and your audience, but...
I don't know either, but I think that, you know, what you said, I think that would get rid of a lot of the public image problems McDonald's has if they were giving away free food for 1 month out of the year.
Don't you enjoy an icy cold Sprite? Every now, I mean, where do you get these?
Where do people get
these things if they can't get them at McDonald's or at the King?
Oh, there, I guess you got your grocery stores people can
go
to.
Okay, so, you know, Whole Foods and whatnot, right?
I don't know.
Whole Foods and Barron's food store.
Okay.
Yeah, those are, I don't know if they have Sprite there, but, you know, being active on the radio, that's a good thing. I appreciate that.
Oh,
you've even named your program after it, and that's very good. The potential is huge there.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for your call. I'm going to hop back into playing some more music, but maybe we'll hear from you again.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you very much, John.
No problem. You take care.
Thank you.
Jake. Okay, folks, that was... anonymous call, and that was an anonymous caller. He said his name, and I'm bad with names. I didn't catch it. Rufus Rockefeller, something like that. With some interesting ideas about the McDonald's Corporation and things they could do. He seemed to like Sprite a lot. He kept mentioning Sprite. I don't know what just happened there. See, that's a thing with the radio here, is on occasion you'll get somebody who comes on the air who's very serious and wants to talk about what's up with them. Sometimes they're kidding around. I think a fella's name is Rufus Rockefeller. Maybe there was some tongue-in-cheekiness going on there. Anyhow, what was I saying? Oh, Amnesty International. Yes, they are getting shit from the federal government, from the Bush administration and all them. But it makes me happier. I want to support Amnesty even more now because of their words. Hopefully that more people will actually read this Amnesty International report because of the widespread criticism that was going on. Let's see here. Now, a lot of this is true, obviously, from what I was saying from the news reports that we've seen, that a lot of bad stuff was going on at the prison camps that the U.S. is in charge of. And we know the U.S. human rights record. We're friends with a lot of countries that do terrible things and don't do much about it. You also recall earlier in the year that there was a Time magazine report. This is back in 2004. Unfortunately, I tried to find the article today, and Time magazine now has it on the... you have to pay if you want to see the article. But there was an article which claimed that a number of the enemy combatants who were picked up in Afghanistan during the Afghan War were actually just innocent people who the U.S. military was giving out basically bounty money to anybody who was turned in members of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, and just some mean-spirited, greedy Afghan soldiers went ahead and just grabbed innocent people out and offered them up for the money. Several hundred people that were being detained for that were found to be innocent folks and were released. You got to wonder how many more were also innocent or were taken on shady circumstances like that. And then also we've got the U.S. policy, it's called rendering, that the CIA was doing, where they would take prisoners and detainees and they would send them to other allied countries. You know, maybe we would not torture them, but they'd send them to countries where the governments do use torture in the detention process. And so a lot of badness going around. You know, Cheney and Bush are like, oh, we give freedom to millions of people, so we obviously have a great human rights record. And, geez, you have to hate those guys. It drives me nuts. I really should have something to, like, squeeze and twist right now. If I had one, like a little rubber stress doll would be a good thing now. Anyhow, I'm Jake. This is the Lying Media Bastards radio show. I've been jabbering away a little bit ago. Talked with a random caller about McDonald's and its corporate practices and stuff. So I got a little bit more I could talk about later. I could talk about Deep Throat. I'll come back to the Deep Throat issue. That's a big news story these days. And talk a little bit about the craziness of conservatives with regards to sex and condoms and television. Anyhow, coming up here, this is a band I like a lot. I don't know if I wouldn't call them a good band. There's a lot of bands I like that I wouldn't consider good, but they're enjoyable. These guys are enjoyable enough, I really should track down their whole albums rather than just a few selected songs. This is Power Band 5000. The singer of the band is actually brothers with Rob Zombie of White Zombie fame. And this song here is called Bombshell. Thank you all for listening to Radioactive, to Lying Media Bastards. You can visit me on my website, lyingmediabastards.com. You can talk to me now by getting on your instant messenger and sending a note to Radioactive SD. Gracias por escuchar. Here we go.
Century killing machine, burned on the inside of 5-headed team. Now I'm not the same, because you're not the same. And you're not the same, because I'm not the same. If we're not the same, this could never be the same. And we just want to survive. Get up, get up, get up. Drop the bombshell. Get up, get up. This is out of control. Get up, get up, get up. Drop the bombshell. Get up. That has happened, we've grown twice in size.
We're not the same. We're not the same. We're not the same. We're not the same.
Get up, get up, get up. Drop the bombshell. Get up, get up. This is out of control. Get up, get up, get up. Drop the bombshell. Get up, get up. Get up, get up, get up, drop the bombshell. Get up, 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 get up
1. This is bus driver 5210 reporting an on-time departure. Got off to shaky beginnings with a little rattle-tattle in the engine. Managed to avoid a few mad hermits hurling rotten spaghetti squashes. But we'll be back up the mountain faster than wet exercise crabs molting in the hot tub. Over and out. Peace.
We'll be right back.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastards Radio Program. Am I talking too fast? The Lying Media Bastards Radio Show. That was just Kiss Me Deadly doing a song called Dance One. I found that song on one of those MP3 blog things. Wow, my voice cracked. One of those MP3 blog things I talked about earlier, where the author loved the song so much they said that if you didn't like it, to let them know and they would send you a handwritten note of apology as well as a coupon for free orange juice. But I've forgotten their web address, so I can't find them. But actually, pretty good song. For that, we had Black Keys doing Hard Row, The Apes doing The Green Bus, going along with my idea that today all the cool bands are naming their bands after animals. For that, we had Paramount 5000, which began that. Now we're going to get a little goofy and experimental on your ass. This here, many of you familiar with the band NWA, Niggas With Attitude, pioneers of gangster rap, known for their violent and swearing-filled songs. Many bands, when you have a song that have swear words in it, they will come out with a radio-friendly edit where they cut out all of the swear words. Some clever person went ahead with NWA and created the opposite. They went ahead and edited out every part of the song that wasn't a swear word. Obviously, this cuts down the length of the song tremendously, even though the songs do have much in the way of swearing. Actually, let me back up a second. They took out all of the swearing and all of the words that you would bleep on the radio, so the word nigga is in many of these songs as well. These songs will basically be saying shit, fuck, nigga, motherfucker, again and again, with the beats and the breaks and all that from the original. Let's listen to one, shall we? Bitch, dick. Nigga, bitch, fuck, bitch, hoe. Bitch, fuck, damn, dick. Fuck, gonorrhea, pussy, fuck, shit. Motherfucker, ass, nigga, ass, shit, spit. Punk, beaver, nigga, fucking nigga. Bitch, bitch, fuck, shoot. And that was Dope Man, the all swearing remix by NWA. But we can't just leave it with that. This is, we gotta have one more lined up. Not too much longer. Fuck the Police by NWA. This is the name of the organization that did this. There's a website. It's NI9E. It's a group called Nine. I don't know. They remix Straight Outta Compton. So you get the all swearing versions of the songs. Here is Fuck the Police. Motherfucking gas. Goddamn rubber. Fuck nigga. Fuck sick motherfucker. Fuck you nigga. Facts nigga nuts. Motherfucking nigga. Motherfucking nigga, nigga, shit, fuck you, shit. Yeah, fuck ass, fuck, motherfucking asshole. Motherfucking fuck, nigga, fuck. One, shit, bullshit. Motherfucker. And there we have it. The all-swearing version of NWA's Fuck the Police. That was funny. And then we'll get several minutes of me giggling. Have a special guest in the studio. We have a DJ cat that wandered in and is sleeping on the couch. I don't believe the cat is going to engage us in conversation, and no meowing. The cat is sleeping and being fuzzy on top of the plastic bag in which I keep all of my cables. When the show's over, I will have to roust the cat, DJ cat that wandered into the studio, and put my cables back. Anyhow, listen to Bastard Show on San Diego, and what I got queued up for you next? Let's see, I guess, before I get out of here, I'll give you some goals here. I would like to play some Reverend Horton Heat. I would like to play some Sleater Kinney. I would like to play some Nerve Agents. I should possibly throw another rap song in there, another metal song. But right now we're going to go with the bluesy garage rock of the Von Bondies. This here's a song called Broken Man off of their newest album, which isn't all that new, Pawn Shop Heart. I'm Jake. Thanks for listening. If you want more politics before I talk some more, go to LyingMediaBastards.com. Yeah.
Sucker! Burn!
Ha llegado el depredador más violento que jamás. El hombre ha conocido. No estamos solos.
And they won't get no time. it's a propaganda. It's all my TV shows, propaganda. Everywhere I go, hey mister, come on, tell me what you know.
Hey there, folks. Listening to Lying Media Bastards on RadioActiveRadio.org. Now, there was just 1905 doing Throw, as in Throw Your Uniforms Away. Before that, we had the Slackers doing Propaganda. Slackers are really kind of a mindless ska party band, so I was kind of interested that they got themselves a political song questioning the media, questioning what the government tells them. Before that, Plastilina Mosh doing Savage Sucker Boy, Necromantics doing Alice in Psycholand, McCluskey doing Alan is a Cowboy Killer, and the Von Bondies doing Broken Man. I don't have much time left in today's show. Just wanted to mention the Deep Throat story. As you probably heard, Deep Throat, the anonymous source regarding the Watergate scandal. The fellow who talked to reporters Woodward and Bernstein about what was going on in the White House He's been an anonymous source since, gosh, that was the 60s, the 70s, 1 jillion years. He's finally come forward and announced who he is. He was the former second in command of the FBI at the time, Mark Felt. Everybody's saying he's a hero. Now, let's not forget that he wasn't all good. He was in the FBI during this. This was during COINTELPRO. I'm told that he was involved in surveillance and disruption of anti-war groups at the time. But for those of you too young to remember, Watergate. Well, I guess I was too young to remember, too. Watergate was basically Richard Nixon, president at the time, was worried about what the Democrats were planning to do in the next presidential campaign. So he got some of his undercover folks to go break into the Watergate Hotel where the Democratic Party, where the Democratic Party officials were keeping documents and strategy guides. And he got his undercover guys called the Plumbers to go break in. They were caught and exposed, and the more information was uncovered about these plumbers, the more chance there was that it was going to get tied back to Nixon himself. And if that was the case, he would probably be impeached and thrown out of office. Reporters Woodward and Bernstein worked for the Washington Post, and they were trying to uncover the story, and they had this anonymous source call himself Deep Throat. As I'm told, after the popular porn film of the time, which says something about our country, that the man who helped bring to light one of the most profound political scandals of the time was named after the act of cocksucking. We're really a messed up country, aren't we? We got sex on the brain, and we don't want to admit it. We're crazy. Anyhow, so if you're listening, if you're one of these young folks that this story is new to you, you might say, well, gosh, Jake, it seems to me that a burglary of the Democratic Party offices is a much smaller offense than lying to everyone in the world to get a nation into a war which killed tens of thousands of people. To which I would say, yes, and kiss you. But that's a story for another time. I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastards Radio Show. You want more of my politics? Go to my site, lyingmediabastards.com. There's good stuff there. If you're living in San Diego, I'd say go try to see the Red Tide tonight, this weekend, when you can. And I'm going to go out with Reverend Horton Heat, his Lonesome Train. And right after this show, you're going to get a little Democracy Now. So thanks for listening. I'll be back next week. And a couple weeks from now, I'll might not be here. I'm going to the Allied Media Conference in Ohio. I don't want to go to Ohio, but it's where the independent media folks are meeting. Anyhow, Reverend Horton Heat, thanks for listening.